Armageddon. Final episode. And the fire went out, as drops from the water jet wet the legs of Gerber the Great, who was facing away from it. There was a sudden hissing noise. The lights shone again with all their strength, and all the other flames went out. The sound of wings faded, drowned out by another noise, the murmur of the spectators. The magician had his eyes closed. His voice sounded strangely forced when he said, "I retain all my power. None of you will remember what happened." Then, very slowly, he turned and picked up the box from the floor. He gave it to Robert Young. "You must be more careful, boy," he said. "Hold it like this." He gave the lid a light tap with his magic wand. The door opened. Three white doves escaped from the box. The rustling of their wings wasn't harsh. Robert's father came down the stairs with a thoughtful expression, took the softener from the razor blade of a nail on the kitchen wall. Mrs. Young looked up and stopped stirring the soup she was making. "But, Charlie," she said, "you're not going to punish him for throwing a little water out the car window on the way home, are you?" Her husband shook his head. "Of course not, Polly. But do you remember that we bought that water pistol on the way to the theater, and that we never even got near a tap? Where do you think he filled it?" He didn't wait for an answer. "When we stopped at the cathedral to talk to Father Ryan about his confirmation, that's when he filled it. In the baptismal font. Putting holy water in a water pistol." He went up the stairs heavily, with the softener in his hand. Rhythmical thumps and moans of pain escaped to the lower floor. Robert, who had saved the world, was getting his reward. The end. Presented by Electro Alien Radio.